Hey, Joe.
Hey, Casey.
What are you drinking? I really need some caffeine right now.
Of course you do. But I think you already know what I'm drinking. It's the people in our four-letter town who don't. But before we get into that, let's introduce ourselves.
So this is the Four-Letter Town podcast about spirituality, entrepreneurship, and small-town life around the world.
Now, back to my favorite beverage here. It's a little something called yerba mate. It's South American tea. They grow the tea leaves, I guess you can call them, in southern Brazil and Paraguay and Uruguay and northeastern Argentina. I connected first with yerba mate through my grandmother's family in Uruguay. My grandmother is German, but her family came to Uruguay as immigrants and refugees after World War II. As they were acclimating to the Uruguayan culture, they fell in love with yerba mate, and it's been part of my family ever since then. But that doesn't mean it doesn't look weird to everyone else.
Yeah, a lot of times when Joe's walking around our little town here with his gourd, his metal straw, and metal thermos, people do not know what he's drinking.
Yeah, they've called me the pot-smoking pastor before. It's not! It's just tea, people!
And it's a pretty healthy tea as well. A lot of times we see it advertised these days in coffee shops or health food stores, and it's really good for your digestive system. But what the random thing is me and Joe actually connected by yerba mate. When we first started dating many years ago, I saw him drinking this, and I gave it a weird look at first, too. Then I was like, this looks really familiar. And I asked him what it was, and he was like, this is yerba mate. And then it hit me. I learned how to drink yerba mate when some of my family lived in Argentina years ago. So today, mate is one of our substitutes for coffee.
Weirdest connection ever, right?
Mm-hmm. So grab your drink of choice, and today we're going to learn about another unfamiliar but gaining popularity, a drink that's happening and making strides in our four-letter town. So we're here with Gail in Dallas, and they make a juice called kombucha.
Yes, you did.
So I'm really excited to be here and talking with them. I met Gail through different small business meetings or found out we had similar passions. So she's got an awesome story about this juice in our small town area.
And actually, it's not juice.
And I was thinking you might correct me on that. So she's going to educate us.
It's a probiotic fermented tea.
Oh, tea. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it's good for your gut. You know, if you have gut issues, indigestion issues, anything going on in your down in there, it will help it because of the probiotics.
It has a small amount of alcohol in it, but it's less than 0.5%. In fact, it's way less than 0.5%. It ferments to a certain point, but we keep it refrigerated, which limits the alcohol, and then it pulls out the stuff inside of it, so it stops fermenting.
Awesome. Okay.
But it's still bubbly.
Okay. Yeah, I've tried several of the different flavors at a store up here called Up the Creek, and I know every time that I drink it, I feel refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
And now everywhere I go in this area, I feel like it's selling Gail's kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
And your Facebook is exploding, and it's just been really impressive to watch. So we're really excited to hear y'all's story and all about your passion and learn more.
Well, when we started, I had actually talked to Dallas and said, Dallas, I want to sell something because I love to sell and I love talking to people. And he goes, well, what do you want to sell? And I says, well, what about kombucha? And he goes, what's kombucha? And so I had to educate him.
And she gave me some kombucha. And I says, why don't we do something more like wine on that. My first experience of kombucha was not a pleasant one on that. But it's interesting because, it was just the flavor. I That's the reason we have over 7 flavors, because people kind of love to go different flavors. She gave me something with ginger in, which I wasn't keen on, but she hooked me on pineapple jalapeno.
Whoa.
On that. And then she converted me.
It's pineapple jalapeno. That's an interesting combination.
Mm-hmm. Without the heat.
Okay. So maybe I would like it because I don't really like spicy stuff.
Yeah, people are afraid to try it because they think it's hot. But once they try it, it becomes their favorite.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I tried your pumpkin one
a few days ago.
I really liked it. I liked the spices that were in that.
Yeah.
And I like the rose petal one.
The hibiscus rose?
Yeah, hibiscus rose.
Yeah.
I think those are my 2 favorites.
Awesome. They're done by the end of the month here.
Oh, really?
Because my Christmas one's coming out.
Awesome. So I guess we'll learn more about that one in a bit.
You will.
So I'm kind of curious, in our small town, we're technically outside the bounds of our 4-letter town, but I'm curious, how exactly have the communities in a rural area responded to kombucha? My experience is that people aren't generally, looking for
healthy
or just new novel things. Yeah. Like, oh, here's something I've never heard of. I want to try that. And my experience is that's something new and strange. Get it away from me. What's been your experience with people responding to your kombucha?
Jersey Shore and Williamsport in this area,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them don't know what kombucha is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to educate them and get them to taste it. Now, a lot of them that taste it, they think it's made from vinegar, but it's not. And I have to tell them, there's no vinegar in it. It's fermented tea. And then we get them to taste it, and some people like it, some people don't. But it's an acquired taste is what it is.
Yeah, that resonates with me as well when I've tried it.
Yeah.
If you go on Facebook and look at who is searching for kombucha out there, the highest level is between 26 and people of age of 26 to 44 years old. So they're the ones who discovered it. They've traveled some other place to it. Our daughter lives in outside of Denver, and that's kind of the kombucha central out there. You go out there's tasting rooms and everything. So people are learning about it, but it's new. We spent the first Fridays down in Williamsport passing out samples. Every weekend, I think this month you're out to passing out samples to getting people to try it.
What are some of those places that you've been? Okay, sure, between Williamsport and Lock Haven, have you gone much further than that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Such as?
Mansfield.
Okay, that's getting a little further afield.
The college kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place up there called Night and Day Coffee. It's been there for years. They sell my kombucha, and it goes like hotcakes up there. And it's mainly the millennials, although we've had some older people call me that have had my kombucha up there, and they've asked to sell it because they have stores up there in Troy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And she's got stores in Lewisburg, and we've got the Sealands Grove, Newport, which is just north of Harrisburg.
Yeah, I'm very familiar. In Perry County.
Perry County.
It's exactly. close to where I grew up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah. And we're always looking for more places to sell it.
Sure.
And we do have it on tap in Lock Haven at Broken Axe Brew House in Lock Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through about 2 5-gallon tanks a month.
Gotcha.
Which is the only place in Lock Haven that has it on tap or anywhere.
Well, and if you go in there and you say, I want a taste of kombucha, they'll give you a little sample so you can see how it tastes.
Okay. And a lot of people go in there, they don't want to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get kombucha.
Okay. Yeah, you guys really embrace this with a lot of confidence and passion.
Mm-hmm.
I know as someone who is a small business owner that makes stuff of my own, not food, products, but it takes a lot of courage to go into all of these businesses and ask if they want to sell their stuff and introduce them to something new. Mm-hmm. How have you navigated that?
She's fearless.
That's why we should be friends.
I have no problem making cold calls.
That's an awesome skill set to have.
It is. Yeah. And I just go in, I says, who do I talk to about selling my kombucha? And they put me in touch with whoever I'm supposed to talk to. I give them samples, and they'll either say, yeah, let's sell it right away, or they'll think about it and talk to whoever they need to talk to, and they'll call me back. And I have trouble going back, but because of the time factor, but I try to go back and revisit them afterwards.
Okay.
She's got one health food store in State College right now. We're looking for other places out there. So she's been spending the last 2 weeks up there knocking on doors.
Yes.
And so she's got to get back there this next coming week.
Yeah, Monday I'm going back. Okay. So, yeah, I love making cold calls.
Well, that's a lot of hard work, so I applaud you.
For me, it's easy.
I'm good.
I'm curious, Gail, has it always been so easy for you to make cold calls to folks around here? I imagine you haven't been doing your kombucha business that long. How long have you been doing this?
Legally since February.
Okay.
He had to build me a commercial kitchen first.
And
back in 1992, when our daughter, Gail was an x-ray tech, and so she took off a number of years, and so she actually came up with another deal of food, was she baked cookies and sold them in stores, and she went out and sold those. But very truthfully, that is a constant work you have to do, at least with kombucha. Yeah. You can let it brew, and while it's brewing, you can go out and make the calls.
That makes sense. I imagine kombucha has a much longer shelf life than cookies have.
Yes, it does. Yes.
But you don't have to explain to people what cookies are.
No, you don't.
True story.
So what's your speech that you tell new people?
That I'm trying to get them to buy my kombucha?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go in and I'll say, I'll take my bottles with me and my brochures and my price and my cards and all that. And I'll say, who do I talk to about selling my kombucha? And they'll either say me, or they'll get me the person I talk to. And I says, well, I have samples here. Would you like to taste them? And would you like to think about buying my, you know, selling my kombucha? And a lot of times they'll say, yeah, right away.
Yeah, I think the questions comes out mostly is, is it really selling? Who's buying it? And it kind of, for them, it depends on who their market is.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they'll say, what's kombucha?
Yeah.
So then you don't want to sell to those guys.
That makes sense.
She recently went to a restaurant in State College, and you know, it says, oh yeah, that's interesting. The college kids like this, don't they? Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So you know, that's they're more interested in who's gonna buy it. Just go up to Mansfield, okay, college kids. But it's interesting. She had a story written up in the Lock Haven Express and Sun Gazette about it, opening it up, and we actually had neighbors who are our age who knocked on our door wanting to know about it because of all the probiotics in it, and they need that. And this sounds more fun than taking pills.
So tell us more about some of the health benefits.
Well, it's got that, because of the fermentation, it's got the natural probiotics in it. It's chock full of B vitamins, which is good for your energy. Oh, it's got living enzymes. Enzymes are what makes your cells happy in your body, and it helps you digest your food. And the health benefits of the different fruits that I put in it, like blueberries, are powerful antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
And ginger is stops inflammation. So I try to use the fruits that are healthy and that will help you. It's a powerful detoxifier. It will detoxify especially your liver. And there's been, it said there's health benefits, you know, helping with diabetics. They say it'll help you lose weight, but it's not an overall cure-all, you know. Yeah. But a lot of people have had really good benefits from it. And there's a lady that we talked to at Lycoming College that we went in to sell our kombucha down there. And the lady said, "Are you Gail?" And I said, "Yeah." She says, "Well, I buy your kombucha at Tony's. It makes my digestive, you know, system feel really well." And I says, "Well, good. Keep buying it."
we're not pushing kombucha, saying, "Okay, this is this is going to heal everything on there."
Yeah.
But what we do is we pass on what other people are saying.
Yeah.
And tell on us. And, you know, well, we had a gentleman who helped me put some counters in the kitchen in there, and he had been buying from Gail before that, before she got her, that it was actually selling it. And he felt that it helped his body.
Well, and also his skin cleared up, he said.
On there. So there's enough people come back and says, yes, there is some... there are some positive, healthy things that helps us.
That's awesome. It seems like that you're really making the community healthier.
And we're trying.
Yeah, that's what it really sounds like to me.
Well, my passion is health and wellness.
Yeah, and some of it is an alternative to alcohol if you're going in someplace. It's a much better alternative to... soft drinks and with all the sugar and everything in it.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I'm curious where your passion for health and wellness comes from. I know that maybe it should be obvious. We all know that we should be concerned about health and wellness, but a lot of us aren't. Tell me about where your passion for health and wellness comes from.
I think it comes from God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, say some more.
And I had breast cancer 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
But even before that, I was always interested in health. Mm-hmm. And it's something that he put in me.
That God
passion.
Put in you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my passion. I have a passion to see people healthy and to see them healed and all that. And so I did the chemotherapy, the radiation therapy, but all the time I was going through it, I did carrot juice, which has all your live enzymes and all that.
Oh.
And I use scripture also to pray to myself when I walk through the fire, I'll not be burned from the radiation.
Mm.
I use scripture when I eat or drink any deadly thing, I'll not die or whatever. And that's a big thing. My faith is a big thing that goes in with that. And I just want to see people healed, spirit, soul, and body entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he gets kind of... weirded out when
you,
I give him weird things.
You mean your husband, Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dallas. Yeah. Because I try to keep him healthy too, but he doesn't appreciate it all the time. But
you,
I want,
you want me to eat that?
Yes. Yes. And you know, you have to have your body for 120 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be healthy.
Right.
You don't want to. And I worked in the medical profession. I've seen what people do to themselves.
Mm. I imagine so. I've also seen some people of faith, some Christians who have this theology that's really based on the hereafter. That's all about my eternal soul getting to heaven, so who cares about my body?
Ooh, yeah, but it's no fun living down here on earth with an unhealthy body.
Nice response. Yeah.
That's a great response. It's a great response.
Yeah. Well, we're runners, and one of the reasons we run is for our mental and for our physical health.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of thinking we should start including kombucha into our everyday life along with our running.
They recommend that when you start out, you drink 2 to 4 ounces a day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because it does detoxify your body.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people do not have detox symptoms. But some people do. So
detox symptoms?
Yeah, like you would get a lot of, it's called Herxheimer's.
Okay.
You would get the flu symptoms.
Oh, wow.
Or you could get the runs or something like that. But most people don't get that. But you just got to be careful when you start out.
It's kind of, for some people, it's kind of a deal. Okay, it's something new. So, okay, if you start drinking a whole bottle at once, then your body reacts to it more dramatically. But if you just drink a little bit and then increase it slowly, it's a better way of you get less side effects.
So you're saying I should not fill up my travel mug here that I brought with me with a whole bunch of kombucha right now and start drinking as much kombucha as I do coffee?
Oh, no. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that just surprised me to hear that we should only start out with 2 to 4 ounces. That's
And very honestly, I'm one who probably I did drink a whole bottle.
It didn't bother
them. Didn't bother me, but just a kind of we prefer somebody wouldn't drink it and all of a sudden have all these side effects and say, I don't want to touch it again because of that.
That does make sense.
Yeah, it does.
Take heed, dear listeners. I'm kind of curious. What have sales been like? I've been seeing your product in all sorts of different stores. Mm-hmm. What have your sales been like?
They've been actually pretty good. They're better in the summer than they are in the winter.
Okay.
It has slowed down a little bit, but we haven't really had much problem with sales.
No. It sells well. Our goal is to expand the market more, and for example, some of our best customers are the Amish.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
On there, and one of the stores actually sells organic vegetables that they grow on their own farm, and they have a big market. Which one?
Chug Run Produce.
Out there, and they. It was up the creek who you visited.
Yeah, I'm her biggest one that sells up there.
I checked out a lot of people when they're buying it, and some people just come in and go straight to the case.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Up the creek and Chub Run were our two biggest sellers, and Chub Run right now is closed down till April. So we have that
to make up for.
Mm-hmm. And up the creek, they're still doing good, but it got a lot of the people coming in was people from out of state, who's actually up there, and of course this is not the prime Pine Creek time.
Yeah.
There.
Very true. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I am a little curious too about. What's the history of kombucha in general? Like, was there a certain, nation or tribe of people that developed it? And
Dr. Calm.
Who?
Dr. Calm.
Dr. Calm.
Yep, okay. Yep.
He's a Chinese doctor. He did this fermented tea, and he started giving it to his patients. Mm-hmm. And he noticed something interesting, that his patients were getting their symptoms of indigestion and stuff like that were getting better.
Hmm.
And so the reason they call it kombucha is cha means tea.
Oh, okay.
So kombucha. His his name was Dr. Kombu.
Kombu. Is what it was. Kombu, yeah. Okay.
And they added a cha at the end.
Yeah.
2,000 years ago. So it's been around for a long time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Gail started started out selling at the Amish market because they were selling some local kombucha that looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
And so she walked in and says, "Hey, would you guys like to try this?" And they tried it, and it's been selling them ever since.
Love at first sight.
Yeah, they're strawberry
Rhubarb.
Strawberry rhubarb is the biggest seller for them.
Makes sense.
Because it tastes like strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's delicious. Uh-huh. I've tried the strawberry rhubarb.
Have you?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, I don't remember if you talked about this, but how did you guys learn about
He learned through me.
Okay.
But I have some friends in Lancaster.
Okay.
And I went down to visit once, and she pulled a SCOBY out and offered me some kombucha, and I says, what's that? And she explained to me what it was, and I had some, and it didn't have any fruit flavors or anything, but I did like it. So she gave me a SCOBY to bring home and make it for myself, and I hid it in the cupboard for several months because I didn't know what to do with it. And then I started researching it, and I thought, I'm just going to try this. And when I made it, I thought it was delicious. I really, really liked it. And it's so much fun to make, because just seeing these mother SCOBYs making baby SCOBYs, and it's like you're tending your garden.
Oh, they're nice.
You know, you just, if you ever have a garden, go out and mm-hmm. watch your zucchini grow, mm-hmm. and you go out one day and there's a flower there, the next day there's a zucchini that's really mm-hmm. big.
So watch your SCOBYs grow.
Yeah, we watch our SCOBYs grow and produce babies.
It's like a garden inside a jar, I guess.
There you go. Yeah.
That garden inside
and
a jar.
And it's got your bacteria, your live enzymes, your probiotics, and it's a living food. Now, some of your commercial people that sell it in like Wegmans and there, they put artificial probiotics in it. And some, they put chemicals in it to stop the fermentation, but then you lose all the good health nutrition benefits.
Mm-hmm. Well, either that or you pasteurize it, which when she brought this up to Department of Agriculture, they said they wanted her to pasteurize it because she was going to do it out of she already had a limited license for her home kitchen. She's going to do it out of there. And so she said, no, I don't want to do that. And they says, well, the only way you do it is get a commercial kitchen, commercial refrigerators and everything else. So we put 7 months into, you know, making that happen.
And he's an architect, I got free architectural.
Nice.
Nice. Certainly helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are there any other things that you want people to know about kombucha in general or your business specifically?
I think the one of the most important things is the fact that there is positive health benefits. We've already heard from so many people. In fact, it reminds me to this one lady who talked to Gail. She says, I actually had a doctor come and tell me that I'd gone through, I don't know, it was cancer treatment or whatever. They said, okay, they drank, you know, the kombucha every day. And she says, I have an awful time with it. She says, it does help me. But she says, just getting it down, it's so strong. And it has this, tastes like vinegar and everything else on it. And Gail has worked real hard to come up with a kombucha that does not have a very strong vinegar taste, because that turns a lot of people off on it. And she's worked real hard to come up with all kinds of fruits and flavors on it. And the important thing for people is we think there's health benefits. If you don't need for health benefits, it's good to drink it as a healthy alternative. But if you can't enjoy the taste of it, you're not going to drink it. And so it's all about the taste. And mm-hmm. and that's the big thing we advertise and we push, is we really, not only do we taste it and say it tastes great, but she's got friends, relatives, anybody. If you guys come around when the Christmas ones comes out there, we'll ask you to taste it and get your opinion on it. And so we're all concerned about the taste.
Excellent.
Well, and I make mine with green and white tea.
Mm-hmm.
The mainstream kombucha is made with black tea,
mm-hmm.
and black tea is a kind of heavy and strong.
Yes.
So I kind of try to make it lighter and more refreshing.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the Christmas one.
The Christmas one is called Christmas Cranberry, and it has chai spices in it, which is like Christmas spices.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to call it Cranberry Chai, but he didn't like that name because he didn't think people would know what chai is. So we're calling it Christmas Cranberry. My daughter approved of that.
I like Christmas Cranberry.
I do too.
That draws me in.
Yeah, I do
too.
That's
a nice alliteration to it.
It is, yeah. And my daughter who lives in Colorado, I said, I don't know what to call my kombucha. And I made her a couple suggestions. And she said, Christmas Cranberry sounds really good.
Awesome. Well, I'm eager to try it at some point.
Yeah,
when it comes out.
You'll be able to try it. It's going to be up the creek probably in about 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, I'll be there.
Yeah.
So I'll look forward.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. And we really hope that you'll have great success, you know, throughout this holiday season coming up and in the new year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. And I believe we will.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing your passion and educating us.
You're welcome.
It was really awesome getting to know Gail and Dallas and learning so much about kombucha. So, next time, we're going to continue our conversations with local entrepreneurs and small business owners in our four-letter town.